Well, guns accounted for the death of 33,636 Americans in 2013. And more than 21,000 of those deaths, 63%, were suicides. Now, in the field of suicide prevention, most clinicians are not properly trained to assess and treat people for suicidal risk. A school of social work in Boston is trying to change that. Lynn Joliker from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Can you tell me a little bit about what brought you here today?
So I was on the inpatient unit for like a week or so, and I was
this
there.
This isn't a real counseling session. It's a midterm exam.
Because I was pretty depressed and was like cutting myself with a scissor.
Laura Goodman and Justin Murata took this course as part of their master's degrees in social work at Simmons College in Boston this spring. They learned how to determine whether clients are suicidal, and if they are, how to respond. Goodman and Murata found out early in the course that it's best to come right out and ask clients whether they're thinking about suicide or have a suicide plan in place. The mock therapy sessions allow students to show their professors how comfortable they are having that conversation.
So when you were cutting yourself and you were brought to inpatient, was the idea to try and kill yourself?
I think, yeah, that time it was. Mm-hmm. And it's only confusing because I cut a lot and I have thoughts of suicide a lot.
After the 10-minute exam was over, Murata realized he didn't ask his patient about any access to guns.
And I knew the whole time. I just wanted to find an appropriate way. Yeah. And I was like,
Assistant Professor Kim O'Brien has taught students it's crucial to ask that question because having a gun in the home increases the risk of suicide. But O'Brien understands that conversation can take time.
Exactly. You don't be like, oh, you have a gun, like, right away.
Right.
Exactly. So that was going to be one thing. Another thing I was going to say you'd want to be asking about down the road is, like, substance use.
O'Brien says when she received her master's in social work, she didn't feel adequately trained to work with suicidal clients. She says she only got that training while working at Boston Children's Hospital. But she wasn't alone in feeling unprepared. National surveys have found most social work graduate students receive four or fewer hours of instruction in suicide prevention and intervention. Most other health professionals receive no advanced training.
I would say it's a huge problem.
Joanna Almeida is an assistant professor of social work at Simmons College.
I knew that there wasn't a class dedicated exclusively to suicide here at Simmons, and I thought that was a gap in the curriculum.
Almeida says her students were shocked to learn that each year suicide kills more people than homicide or car crashes. There were 42,000 suicides in the U.S. in 2014. It's the 10th leading cause of death overall and the second leading cause of death for those 10 to 34 years old.
So basically, you're trying to challenge the belief that the patient's situation cannot get better.
Visiting instructor Laika Aguinaldo teaches specific methods of intervening to prevent suicide. She told the class about an experience in which she asked a client to make a visual art piece highlighting the patient's reasons for living. Student Julia Bellotta wanted some clarification.
What were some of the things that tipped you off that you needed to do that intervention? Was it just the fact that she was expressing suicidal ideation?
My issue with this client in particular was that this is her first time disclosing the suicidality to anybody. When she went to the emergency room, she said she had a panic attack, and they missed the suicidal thoughts.
Student Emily Wolcott says the course helped her feel more comfortable counseling suicidal adolescents in her internship at a community health center. But she acknowledges the work is stressful.
I think the challenges are really determining someone's level of safety and what level of care they need. Feeling that kind of responsibility is like very intense.
A recurring theme throughout the course is empathy, really listening to people who are suicidal and helping them find a way to manage their suicidal thoughts. Again, student Justin Murata.
If you can bring your real self to the table, I think that's super important. I think that especially particularly in working with teens, that they can read right through you and whether you're being genuine and sincere versus, you know, saying a script that you say to everybody.
Professor Kim O'Brien wants social workers in training to remember suicide is preventable.
a lot of our students come in thinking, well, it's someone's choice. If they, you know, are going to kill themselves, and they're going to kill themselves, and there's nothing I can do about it. The whole thing we want them to come away from this course is saying, that's false. Our goal in our work should be zero suicides. It might happen where we lose a client to suicide. I have. But that doesn't mean that it couldn't have been prevented in some way.
More than 90% of social workers encounter a suicidal client in their careers. For these new social workers who have advanced knowledge and a special interest in suicide prevention, that number may end up even higher. For Here and Now, I'm Lynn Joliker.